It's just taking too long.
No, it's not.
It's taking...
That's what she said.
I'm just going to take a shot.
What?
It's just taking too long and we got to get into it.
You're just going to take a shot right now? Oh, yep. Got all over your face. Hi, I'm Susie.
And I'm Randall.
And this is Before the Hangover.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Before the Hangover, the podcast where Susie and I talk about our crazy lives during these crazy times, all while enjoying a drink. Guess what, everybody? This is episode 31. We should have celebrated episode 30, but we didn't because we are idiots. Stupid. Yeah. Anyway, Susie, what are we drinking today?
First of all, I'm really happy that the weird intros are back. Thank you for that. Today we are drinking the Scallywag rum.
A Scallywag.
A Scallywag.
I used to get called that in high school.
No, you didn't.
It was something else. Sounded like it though.
Oh my god.
I didn't say it.
This drink was recommended by Cody Waters.
Thank you, Cody.
Thank you, Cody. And it's amazing. It has white rum, so use Bacardi. It has Malibu, lime juice, pineapple juice, and a spiced darker rum.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, this drink is great.
It's fire.
It is fire.
Let's pretend like this is our first time trying it.
Okay.
Mmm.
It's very tropical. It's very refreshing.
It is.
And it has a ton of alcohol in it, which is even better.
Yeah, that's my favorite part about it. Mm-hmm. All the alcohol.
It's so good. So I was trying to look up this drink and I couldn't really find it. I don't know if Cody made up this drink, but there was a bunch of like different type of variations of drinks similar to it.
Cody, you creative mother.
I know. Look at Cody over here making his own drinks.
Yeah.
I know.
Look at Cody.
So I couldn't really find much about it, but I decided to look up some facts about rum.
Okay.
If we're curious. So.
I'm fascinated by curious.
Rum. rum originated in the 1650s.
Mm-hmm.
And originally they called it either the Kill Devil or Rumbellion.
Rumbellion?
Rumbellion.
Oh, they should have kept that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I thought that was a cool fact. Rumbellion. Like, the Rumbellion. And then this is also another interesting fact. So rums are obviously, there's a bunch of different types, right? There's lighter rums like Bacardi, darker rums. So mm-hmm. the light rums are used in cocktails. And then the dark rums are typically what's consumed straight, neat, or just like on ice.
Oh.
So that's like a cool little fact if you want to impress someone. You know, yeah. If you see Bacardi, you could be like, this rum is
for cocktails.
Yeah. This one you can drink more like whiskey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like the lighter it is, the more that like a white girl will probably like it.
Yeah, exactly.
And the darker it is, the more like a normal person would like it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The lighter it is, the more fruity type of drink you can make with it, like pina colada
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. The type of girl who says, I like a cocktail, it's probably going to like... lighter rum.
Give me a good old cocktail.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, this is a great drink. I like it. Lots of liquor. And then the pineapple just really brings it together.
Yes. So for those wondering, when I made this drink, I also cut up some fresh pineapple and a little lime and I put them on the side of the cup and I feel bougie.
Can I be a little bit honest?
You don't like it?
No, it's I do like it. No. It's not too big.
Oh no. What are you going to say? It's too much.
No, it's not too much. It's just pineapple's spiky on the skin part.
Yeah.
And every time I try to take a drink,
I'm scared
it's going to poke me in the eye.
It's not that spiky. That's why I wear my safety glasses today.
Oh, okay. It's not that spiky, but I wear safety glasses. Okay, cool. I don't wear glasses because I got 20/20 vision. Perfect human being right here. I am not what you would call the scallywag, Cody. I'm a normal jock.
I am just like you. I play football.
Yeah. How do you like that, Cody Waters? Water that down. Tall glass. Dude, he probably gets
that. Dude, be nice to Cody.
You're a tall glass of water. And he's like, no, tall glass of water was my father. So stupid. Anyways.
Cody is like, I just suggested this drink, wrote out a recipe for you, and now I'm getting roasted.
Scallywag. We need to bring that back. I'm going to start calling people a scallywag.
Me too.
You scallywag. Hey, are you ready for a segment?
Heck yeah, I am.
Good, because if you weren't, we were still going to do it. We're going to do our now part of the show segment called
Would You Rather?
Yeah, so we just posted these questions literally like maybe 4 or 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
On our Instagram.
Oops.
And
and you guys voted on it. We have not seen the results, and we're gonna do the would you rather questions. We will answer, then we will look at the results, and whoever loses, whoever does not have the majority vote, has to drink, as do you. So,
as long as you're at home and you're not driving later, take shots with us, please.
Driving, if you are driving, make sure you're parked.
Yeah. The best about this is when we post these, I love seeing people's responses of like long paragraphs justifying their answers.
Yeah.
And it makes me happy because that's basically what we do.
Yeah, it is what we do. And if you agree with me, you are 100% right. Always.
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 All right, are you ready for our first question?
I'm ready for the first one.
Okay. So, Eden wants to know, would you rather lose 2 random fingers, thumbs are included, or 5 random toes?
Okay. I know this one.
You have an answer?
Yeah.
Me too. Okay.
One, two, three, one.
No.
Yes.
No. You don't get a pick.
What?
You don't get to pick the fingers.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I don't care. Dude, do you know how much, if you don't have certain toes, you can't run. Your whole balance is off.
Right. I was thinking this. I really thought about this one.
Okay.
Actually, I sat down and I thought about every possible answer. Mm-hmm. There has to be some type of special shoes. Think about the stuff you can't do if you're losing, like, if you don't have two major, like if you don't have your thumbs. Like I couldn't do cooking. Maybe I want to get into painting.
Have you seen people without whole arms? They can still paint and cook. They are out there.
Yeah, and there's people probably without toes that do that too.
Yeah, but here's the thing. And it makes sense for you to pick feet and for me to pick, or me to pick fingers and for you to pick hands.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I mean feet.
Yeah, other way around. Yeah.
Less shocked.
Because I like to run. I like to jump rope. I like to do a lot of physical things.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, I already use my mouth too much. That's what a lot of people tell me. I pick up pencils with my mouth. I use my mouth to go down elevators. I know I'm not supposed to, but I do it anyways. But if I can't stand or I'm wobbly, that's going to annoy me more than not being able to pick things up.
Right.
Because I'll get creative with it.
Yeah.
You know?
But you're acting like you're not going to have hands. Like, it's just going to be just two fingers.
Just 2 fingers. So, I think I can still do stuff.
Oh, wait. I was just, like, justifying your answer.
You just agreed with me on accident.
Yeah, on accident. I just agree with you. Well, whatever. Let's see what the people say.
Plus, I already have weird feet. 63% said feet.
Yes. They get it.
5 random toes, though. What if they're all 1 foot?
Then that sucks, but that happens to people. Mm. And here's the thing. You could probably get special shoes. Also, it's easier to hide it. And not saying that it's...
I don't want to hide it. I
not saying that there's anything wrong.
On my sleeve.
I know. And I was going to say, not saying there's anything wrong with not having fingers. But some people do care about that. So it's like, you can always just wear close-toed shoes.
I'm into feet stuff. So that would be a deal breaker. a deal breaker.
So who's taking a shot? You.
I am.
What do you want?
Let's start with this. He's
taking a shot of Bacardi.
While we're doing this, let's hear the next would you rather.
That's a good idea.
So we're not wasting these people's time. They're trying to get to work. They're trying to get the kids from school. They're trying. Why am I saying it like all these, like all of our listeners are responsible human beings?
We know we're all getting drunk.
You're sitting in your bed. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Ew, you're going to joke on that, dude.
I almost did.
You literally almost did.
I was trying to give sound effects for the people back at home.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Here, breathe. Take a sip of your alcohol drink. I should have brought a chaser.
Ooh, I got goosebumps.
You did. You got so... Oh, my God.
Call me R.L. Stein. I got goosebumps.
I haven't seen you have goosebumps in like a year.
Yes. All right, we're awake. Let's do this.
Wow. Ooh,
next one. Let's go.
Okay, we're going.
All right.
Mitt's Mystery wants to know,
mm-hmm.
Would you rather, let's say you have all of the essentials in both situations,
all
such
right.
as food, water, shelter, warmth, would you rather get stranded in Antarctica mm-hmm. or the
Atacama
Desert?
She didn't know how to say this.
I get nervous.
But I just remind myself, it sounds like avocado.
So Atacama. Which one would you rather get stranded in? One, two, three, one. Two's desert, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Dude, you know me, I'm a hot human being.
Randall,
I'm already sweating.
You have shelter, you have food, you have water, so you're fine.
Right.
There's probably way less predators. You're more used to the desert.
In the desert, there's scorpions, rattlesnakes. I don't know about in this area, but it's in South America.
Yeah, but in Antarctica, you have to deal with polar bears.
they're going extinct. There's not a lot of them left.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Is but that it's, it? Free, it's is that freezing.
It? Just falling. I don't have to worry about bugs. There's no bugs. And I'm already.
I don't know.
My dad calls me a polar bear. We have cute nicknames. I call him Mr. Chup Chup.
Your dad's like, give me a little polar bear.
Yeah, I call him, okay, Mr. Chup Chup. Yeah, I'm already hot. I sleep in like 56 degree weather.
Yeah.
In my room.
I don't know. I
would thrive in that environment.
Yeah, maybe. I was actually really debating these two because I like snowboarding. I was like, maybe if I get bored, I can find. But I am more, I feel like it would be more comfortable in the desert. Like I would survive longer.
Yeah. As for what our people said, oh my God, dude.
You lose again?
It's 50-50.
What? So, okay. So I knew this was going to be an issue. So we posted this earlier today and this was the time that we were going to film. So the results probably will come in later.
It's exactly 400 to 400 right now.
400 to 400 people.
Yeah.
There's not one person that's off.
No. You know what we can do? We'll do the next one.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll come back to it. And if still no one has voted, we'll both take a shot for tying.
Okay. Yeah.
Because everybody ties.
So if you go to our highlights on our Instagram, you'll see these. And if it changes by the time this podcast is posted, it's because we're filming the day that these are posted.
Yeah, yeah. So it's 50-50 on that one. That's insane,
400
guys.
People to 400. That's crazy.
Yeah.
With that many, like, people, you assume one person. Oh, my gosh.
So okay. We're going to see what happens. Right. So what's the last one?
The next one? Okay. Oh, frick. I suck at pronouncing names. This is, like, why I shouldn't be a teacher.
What
okay.
Is it?
So Roald Sack? He wants to know.
Mr. Sack.
Mr. Sack wants to know, would you rather be constantly itchy or constantly sticky?
This is the hardest one, I think.
This is the hardest one. This is the one people were sending paragraphs and arguing their reasoning.
Okay, ready?
One, two, three, one.
Yeah.
Because did you think I was going to disagree? I do not want to be sticky because sticky would be like how people are constantly like clammy and sweaty, but sticky.
I mean, it doesn't really matter about that. I just know that itching feels good. When
ew.
You itch and itch, it feels so good to get that out. When you're sticky, there's no good feeling from that.
Yeah, just besides trying to wash it.
Yeah, and then you're still sticky after
that. That's a good point.
That's nothing, but like at least that, you get a little bit of relief and then you start bleeding, but you're still, it's like cutting yourself.
I think the point of it though is that like the itch doesn't go away, but I agree with what you mean. Like that sensation, then the sensation of,
we lost.
We both lost. Fuck.
It was close, though.
Are you serious?
46% to 54%.
Yeah, that was a hard one.
That's so annoying. I'm sticky right now because I touched a pineapple, and it's annoying the shit out of me.
I think I still would pick. Well, I don't know if I can.
I wouldn't want to, like, try to be intimate with someone, just feel sticky before I'm going to get sticky. You know what I mean?
Ew. Let's take a shot.
Here's one of the we're taking shots. This together.
I know.
We lost. Yay.
You made me like laugh in the middle of taking this shot, so I almost had a spit take, and then it was
I got goosebumps again.
I poured the rest of my shot into my drink because I can't.
Fuck. Okay. Okay. So we're gonna refresh this.
It's making me realize tequila is like the best.
Actually, you know what? Let's make this interesting. I'm gonna check back in 10 more minutes.
Okay.
Onto the results, so that maybe mid show someone has to take a shot instead of just doing it all right now. All right. So we're gonna talk about our topic for today. Munoz Danny 76. I said that right. And if I didn't, you're saying it wrong. He wanted us to talk about awkward hookup stories. And this goes along the line because we got a lot of suggestions. And that goes with Brody. He's one of the biggest fans of this podcast. Shout out to Brody.
I love Brody. In Canada.
He's just amazing. I just love this guy. And he also wanted to know about me specifically, but I think both of us are Tinder stories, if we have any. So we got awkward hookup stories. We got Tinder stories. We talk a lot about these things, but there's a lot that we haven't shared yet.
Yeah.
And I think that now we're going to open it up. Tell all of our deepest, darkest secrets.
I was going to say, I've noticed like the more episodes we do, the more willing I am to be like, more personal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like in the beginning, I was very like, oh, here's this something that happened and not really saying much about it. And now I'm like, okay, this was the person. This is where we were. Yeah.
I'm telling you guys right now that by episode probably 64, I will admit to a murder that I have committed.
Okay, too far.
No,
too
I
far.
Will.
I'm just saying,
no, I will.
By that time, I'll
but we are opening up. Yeah.
We are. It's like we're talking to like our best friends.
I'm not going to admit to it now. I have not done the murder yet.
Why do I feel like this? I have like a target on my back.
Anyways, let's talk about awkward hookups. One time I had sex with a dead body. Have you?
That was a little awkward. Okay, here's the thing. I don't know if people have like mixed feelings of how many people I've hooked up with or how many times I've hooked up with someone. But on like a few episodes ago, I was listening to it and I was like, oh yeah, I went crazy during quarantine. I was thinking back to quarantine and I was like, no, I didn't.
Well, crazy is relative.
That's right? True.
I mean, if you have sex with one person, that's not that crazy. You have sex with two persons.
Two persons?
I mean, that's not that crazy either. But if you did at the same time, that is crazy. You know what I mean? Or even if you didn't, if you had sex with one person and then the next day you had sex with another person, you just doubled your number.
Right.
That's crazy.
I know.
Be like, I doubled my number.
Which I think is kind of how I was, because I wasn't having sex a lot. So when I had sex with like literally two people, I was like, I'm going crazy. But so I don't have that many hookup stories. I need to get out there.
Fellas, we know that 90% of you are male. You listen to this podcast.
And hit, you know, hit me also, up. Give me some awkward stories for the podcast.
But also, ladies, I know that there's only 10% of you who listen to this podcast, but you matter just as much to Susie.
We'll both fuck
she
you.
Might, yeah. She might need something like that. I what are we saying? What are we talking about? About
hookups?
Yeah.
How I just awkward? Went on this whole tangent.
Oh, that you aren't that crazy when it comes to hookups.
Right.
I am either.
Right. We both talked like, though, there was this one episode where you and I were like, quarantine was crazy. And I went back to I was thinking back to quarantine.
Yeah.
And was like, I have to have a crazy hookup story if I think I was that crazy. And I literally met up with one guy from Tinder. And it was a social distance thing. He wore a mask and he didn't touch me. We were 6 feet apart. And I was like, why did I think quarantine I was getting some? Like, was I delusional?
Do you think he wore a mask for safety or because he was ugly? Because he knew that he had several teeth missing.
It was like this guy that literally right when quarantine happened, we met on Tinder, got each other's phone numbers. We were going to meet up, ended up just FaceTiming every single night. Felt like middle school. And then he was like, I really want to see you in person, but I'm nervous because of COVID. So I'm going to drive to your house.
Oh, so you
which actually is
his,
creepy.
You had seen his face before.
Yeah, yeah, on like FaceTime.
That's why they call it
FaceTime. Literally
drove
to my house and stood outside of his car and didn't let me come within 6 feet.
Oh.
And I sat there both wearing masks, just like talking. And this was like June 2020.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, this is so
crazy.
Fucking
I'm
going to
talk about this on the podcast.
Thank you.
This is a crazy hookup.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Have you ever had sex from the distance of 6 feet? I mean, I went on some Tinder dates.
Yeah.
I think I went on two.
Like all of quarantine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of quarantine. I went on two Tinder dates.
A few episodes ago, we both were like, our Tinder was popping.
Well, no. Not Tinder was popping. Just in general was popping.
Oh.
It didn't always come from Tinder for me.
Okay.
You know, I still went out and met people.
Oh.
You know how the government said don't do that? I did it.
Randall. Okay, tell us a crazy story. A crazy hookup story.
Crazy hookup story. Well, we both have this in common when it comes to hookup stories. We've both gotten caught. And not only have we gotten caught, but we've gotten caught by the police.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to hear yours. Because you said that you got caught by the police.
I did get caught by the police. It was someone that I was dating for a little bit, but
this
not like
super
long. This
wasn't during quarantine or anything. This
no,
was just
no,
a
no.
regular, good old-fashioned.
Good old car sex moment.
Yeah.
We both lived with our parents because, as you know, I just moved out of my parents' house. So, you know, car sex was a great, glorious thing. That wasn't so great or glorious.
Uh-huh.
And it was at a park. And I just remember hearing, we were literally in the middle of it, and I just hear like knocking on the window, and like the car was like super steamy too, so you couldn't really like see out.
God.
And we were like, oh, what the fuck? And then we started getting dressed really quickly, freaking out.
Yeah.
And he
was it your car or his car?
It was his car.
Oh, got it.
And he like opened the door and he was like, hey. And then he's like, can you guys both step outside, please?
Ah!
So we both stepped outside, and then he just kind of said, don't do that. And then he had my boyfriend at the time get back into the car, and this was actually really cool of the cop. Like, usually cops aren't this cool, but he pulled me aside and he was like, hey, are you okay? Do you want to be doing this? Luckily we were both over the age of 18. No, that was nice though. You
it's
know what
very
I mean
nice. No,
he was like
it's very nice.
Hey,
yeah,
because the guy was also like, little bit older than me too, so maybe he thought it was like a weird situation, but he was like, are you safe, like blah blah blah, and I was like, yeah, I was like, we're dating. And he was like, okay, cool, I just want to make sure that you feel comfortable.
Yeah, he was like, because I'm also free tonight. I might get off in an hour.
He's like, also, here's my number in case you need anything.
Yeah. I get off in an hour, and then I'll get off in 2 hours if you come over.
Yeah, but the cop the cop was really nice. He was like, hey, just don't have like sex in public. And then, but he was also like, you're lucky you're both over 18. Otherwise, I would call your parents. And we were like, oh, God. Ugh. Oh. And we left. But dude. Honestly, it wasn't that crazy. He was nice. The cop was really nice. I think he could have gotten us in trouble.
I think now with cancel culture, you know, you could really pin that on the cop to be like, whoa, buddy, I'm underage. Whoa. I'm barely 18, buddy.
He took our, what do you mean?
He took your IDs?
Yeah.
Did he give them back?
Oh, shit. I had my ID.
I got phone calls to make now. Dude, yeah, there's nothing. I mean, did he warn you that, like, you could get, like, a misdemeanor or, like, a felony for,
no,
like, nudity in public?
No, we knew. Like, that's something that, like, you kind of know.
He didn't threaten you with that?
No, he did say he was, like, he was, like, you could get in trouble for that. He was, like, don't do this. And we were, like, yeah, we know. Like, you do know that, though. Like,
you said it like that? Yeah, we know.
No.
When you got fucked, you got fucked. You know what I'm saying? He's, like, yeah, respect, yo.
Handshake. Yeah.
You feel safe?
You feel safe? No, he luckily, he didn't scare us or anything like that. I mean, he definitely told us not to do it.
Yeah.
He's like, don't come back here. Like, there's cops around here kind of thing.
Yeah. But he's like, but.
He's like, but if you want to come to my place.
Yeah. How long do you think he was watching you for before he's.
Ew.
I mean, he's got to be sure that it's sex going on, you know?
Right.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Ew. Ooh. Ooh. He also could just see a steaming car and just like, no.
I mean, yeah. He probably thought you guys were hotboxing the car, and then he got up and he's like, oh, god damn it. You're having sex. I can smell
again?
It.
Again? Ew. I can smell
you
it.
You can smell sex after it's done.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing worse. I mean, it's a great feeling, the sex, but the smell of sex, it's, I don't know what it's like.
Tell me about your cop story.
Yeah, I'll
tell you. Let's move on from the smell. Segue. Yeah.
From the smell of sex.
Yeah.
I was fooling around with my girlfriend at the time. We were both 18 at a park as well. It's funny, when you come from a conservative home, you go to the most public place to have sex.
Literally, mine was during the day too.
During the day? Yeah. Dude, that changes the story completely. Holy shit. Who has sex middle of the day?
I was horny. Which makes it so much worse because it's at a fucking park. It's like if only my parents let my boyfriend come over.
What the? Wait, who has?
Horny in kids
public,
too.
No, just in public in the middle of the day. You can do that at night, but in public.
I know.
How do you not see the cop walking
me,
up to you?
I know.
Oh my god, dude, that makes it so much better. I should always ask time of day when I ask sex stories.
You're
that
really
is
sure.
Very important. That is amazing.
Okay, like, so anyways, I'm assuming yours was at night.
Mine was at at noon. No, it was at night because we like to have sex in the dark, and and we're kind of messing around, fooling around, and then all of a sudden there was these brights in our. In our like car, like there's like very bright lights, you know, when a cop is behind you.
Right.
And this cop comes up to the door and I was wearing skinny jeans at the time because it was 2013 and those were cool. And I couldn't get them back up. I couldn't. And he goes, can you guys please step out of the car? And I go, sir, I can't get my jeans over my calves.
My caps are too big, sir.
And he was like, can you please put your pants on before you step out of the car? I'm like, I can, but you're going to have to look away real quick. And he was like, okay. So he turned around.
Did you say that?
Yeah, for real.
That is so funny.
And he waited, and I put my pants all the way on. And then he got our IDs and stuff. Dude, this is the funniest thing that has ever happened to me. And it's so fucking funny because it could have gone the other way. He goes, how old are you, sir? And I go, I am 18. And then he asked my girlfriend at the time, he said, and how old are you? And she looks at him and she goes, I'm 14. And I remember looking at her. My heart went into my testicles. Like my heart dropped that low. And I was like, what? And then she goes, I'm just kidding. I'm 18. And then the cop laughed and he was like, that's pretty funny. He was like, you got a keeper there.
And I was like, just going to say, God, dude. Like, I don't see Like, that sounds like someone perfect for you. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, some girl able to make that joke in that moment. I'm like, it makes sense why you guys were dating.
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, I'm going to jail forever.
But it's like, you know you would do the fucking same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. Even though this is a very serious situation, I'm just going to somehow mess with it.
So then he takes our IDs and then he comes back and he's like, hey, guys, just like, you know, start having sex in a room like normal people. And we're like, okay.
Like, our parents are Christian. You don't understand.
Yeah, yeah, you don't understand, sir.
I'm supposed to be a virgin until I'm married.
He was just like, there's homeless people who are watching you guys. I just don't want to.
So he seems pretty chill, too.
He was pretty chill.
Did he scare you too? Was he like, you'll go to jail?
He did say that. He was like, you know, I could charge you with like public indecency and
yeah, because
you are over 18 and like, and this is a public park. Mm. And I was like, ugh, yeah, but it is 12 p.m. or a.m. Yeah.
It's not 12 p.m. I get it. At night. Right.
That's when you have sex.
Midnight.
I had sex in moonlight, not daylight.
Hi friends, if you're a content creator, check out Ink House at shopcustommerch.com. Ink House allows you to open your own online store to create and sell custom merch like t-shirts, hoodies, hats. They can even do chef knives. So if you want to get into cooking, just like me. And Ink House beats other merch companies in several ways. They have lower priced products, faster production times, and free product samples that get delivered right to your house before you decide if you want to go with that style or not. Sign up for your free store today at shopcustommerch.com.
Hey, what up, bros? Are you guys ready for the beach? Because it's summer, and if you're not ready, don't worry, because you could get some Manscaped. They just released their fourth generation performance package, which has the Lawnmower 4.0. That's right, the 4.0. I used it recently. Guess what? I was with a girl. She went down on me, and she was like, whoa. And I knew that she wasn't talking about it. She was talking about how I preserved it. And that was all thanks to Manscaped. They also include their Weed Whacker ear, nose, and hair trimmer, their Crop Preserver ball deodorant, their Crop Reviver toner, and some boxer briefs and a travel bag to keep it all inside. It's great. It's amazing. You can get it all at manscaped.com. And if you use our promo code BTH, you get 20% off and free shipping. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code BTH at manscaped.com. So escape the shrubs and weeds this summer and shine with Manscaped. Hey guys, so we've talked about it before that we have a big time sponsor who was supporting this podcast, and instead of promoting their own business or their name, they wanted me and Susie to instead promote a charity of our choosing. So this week we decided to go with Mental Health America. As you know, on this podcast, me and Susie talk about our mental illness and that being a big part of our lives. And so we wanted to give a big shout out to this organization. They've got a really cool philosophy called Before Stage 4, which pretty much says that with any other disease like cancer or heart disease, we deal with the disease before stage 4. And for some reason, when it comes to mental health, we wait to stage 4 to deal with it. And so they try to stop and prevent that kind of thing from happening before it's a problem. So if you guys would like to donate to Mental Health America, you can go onto their website, mhanational.org. That's mhanational.org, and you can donate right there on their website. Have you ever had someone walk in on you have sex besides a cop? Have you?
Yeah.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Who? I want to know this.
Did I ever tell you this story?
No.
My brother. It's so bad.
Oh, you have told me this story. Yeah, yeah. Wait, tell this story. Talk about awkward hookups.
This is like one of... Also, I prayed...
Continue.
My brother, we were at like a little house party. My brother, if no one knows, my brother and I are really close. He's like 14 months. Not like that, but we're like a year apart, and he gets along really well with all my friends. So anyways, we have a lot of mutual friends, and we were at a house party. There I was seeing a guy for a while, and we were hooking up in his room, and then my brother walked in, and he was like, oh shit, and literally he could see things, and then I just kind of screamed, and yeah, he just obviously like ran out of the room.
Yeah.
But he was also like, we were all very, very drunk, and my brother and I never addressed like the situation. We never talked about
That's the right thing to do.
Oh yeah, 100%.
You never
so
talk about
part of
like
me, like, he got very drunk that night, like throwing up drunk. So part of me hopes like he was maybe blacked out or doesn't remember.
The reason why he blacked out was because he saw that.
Yeah, he's like, he goes back into the kitchen. Yeah. He's like, give me shots.
Yeah. He just started butt chugging alcohol. He's like, I hate myself.
I need to forget everything about this night.
Oh my God.
And I think I remember yelling, because I was really drunk too. It was really bad. What did you yell? I remember yelling,
I hope you yelled
like, naked. He goes, I can tell, or something like that. And he just like left.
It'd be really funny if you're just like, cowabunga, or like, surprise!
Surprise!
Or, yeah.
It was so awkward. Literally the most awkward person to walk in on me.
We wanted to talk about awkward Tinder dates. Now, I've had an awkward, it's not Tinder, it's Bumble. you know Bumble. Bumble's...
I've never had a Bumble, but I know what it is, obviously.
It's supposed to give the woman more control. It's supposed to be, like, revolutionary because women control the conversation. They decide when it starts and ends, which isn't revolutionary at all. That's just how it works.
In
the
a healthy
guy doesn't get to decide when the conversation starts.
In a healthy relationship, yeah.
No, at the beginning. Oh. Like, if you go to a bar and you try to talk to a woman, she decides if you can talk to her or not. It's never the dude.
Yeah, that's true.
So it gives the woman that option. Anyways, it's supposed to be better. It's not. But I went on this. I was talking to this girl on Bumble when I lived in well,
Florida.
Here. No. It wasn't Florida. Yeah.
Wasn't it?
In Florida. Yeah. And so I was.
Wait, I love her. I want to be your friend. I need to find her.
No, you don't. You don't want to find her. So this girl, she messaged me. We match. We're having a good time. And she goes, hey, you want to meet up and like. Going to go on, get some drinks. And I was like, yeah, sure, I would love to. And she goes, how about 9 a.m.? And I was like, okay, this girl's crazy. And I was like, are we going to get alcoholic drinks? And she was like, no. And I was like, okay, she's kind of more maybe traditional, or maybe she's more careful. She, you know, she doesn't want to get drunk with somebody that she doesn't know. I can respect that. And she goes, meet me at this address and at 9 a.m. And I was like, oh, it's like a home address.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, am I picking her up for this date? Like, is that what is going on?
Did 40? You really think like I'm picking her up over like we're going to just have sex at 9 a.m.?
Maybe, yeah. At the same time, I was like, ooh, morning sex. Like, I've never had a one-night morning stand.
Yeah.
Well, not one night. That's, it would that's be a one morning books. Stand.
Yeah, one
Has
morning stand.
Has anyone had one morning stand?
No.
That is crazy.
Wait, I have.
Get out of town.
I'm not kidding. But it was
you had a one morning stand.
Kinda.
Was it like because you were drinking at night and then it turned into morning?
No. It was like we were being safe and we didn't have any like condoms or anything. And
how was that being safe?
It was being safe.
Okay.
Being responsible. And it was this person that I was on like a trip with. Okay. And at the end of the trip, like during the trip, we like started to like each other, kind of, you know, like we always kind of had those feelings, mm-hmm. but it kind of happened like during the trip. And then at the end, I had to leave. And then in the morning, it just like happened. But that was like the only time we had a sexual interaction. So I don't know if that counts.
That does count.
It wasn't like we met that morning, yeah, but it was like that was the only time we had a sexual encounter. And it was in the morning.
I say that counts. That
I think counts. So, too. Yeah, I think so, too.
A one morning stand. If you, any of you guys have a one morning stand, yes. Send it in because I want to hear these stories. So I think I'm going to have a one morning stand.
Yeah, right.
With this woman.
Which is kind of awesome.
I show up to her house. I knock on the door and she comes out and she's in a uniform. like
I love her.
Like for like Chick-fil-A or something.
Right.
And I was like, oh, like I dress up for this date. I know it's a morning date, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I asked her, I was like, oh, are you going to work? And she was like, yeah. And you're taking me. Oh, I was like, what time do you have to be at work? And she goes, 9:20.
She's hot. She's hot.
And I was like, did you? She goes, I just needed a ride to work and I don't have a car.
I love her.
I was like, you're just using men on Bumble.
As she should.
As she should. The level of respect I have for this woman is here.
No, it's insane.
And I was like, you're way out of my league. I am not going on any more dates with you.
Was she?
I mean, no.
Oh, okay.
But just like the level of her.
Oh, for like her thinking.
Yeah, she was like, this guy, if he really likes me, he'll take me to work and then afterwards maybe.
And also, you have like an opportunity there like to have a conversation in the car. or something like that.
Right, right.
How did it go? So you said yes, I'm assuming, right?
Right.
You're nice.
Well,
you're a pushover.
I'm not a pushover.
You are sometimes.
I'm not a pushover. I just thought it was such a crazy story that I was like, this is great. Like, this is great.
Right.
Like,
you would do it for comedic reasons.
Yeah. And so, like, she gets in the car. Like, I do everything for comedic reasons. Like, when I get mugged, I'm immediately like, this is so funny.
I can't wait to tell the story.
Yeah. If, like, I was in any kind of, like, world tragedy, I would – well, I was in one, the pandemic. But, like, if like, let's say, like, I'm in a plane that's about to go down or something,
right.
I would just enjoy the shit out of it. Just be like, how many jokes can I make before I die?
Oh, my gosh.
So, I am taking this woman to work, and I can tell that, like, something's off a little bit, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, is this weird? And I was like, I mean, yeah, a little bit. I was like, this is a little bit weird. And she was like, I don't know. This is my second time doing this.
Not even first. She's like, this is only my second time.
Yeah. And she was like, I don't have a car, and, like, you know, I need to get to work. And I was like, and it's so funny that I was like, she's out of my league, and then she just works at a Chick-fil-A.
Literally.
Yeah.
You know what?
Not that I'm much better, but, you know.
If you were to take some of those, like, phrases out of context, it would sound like a hookup date.
Yeah.
Is this weird? It's only my second time.
Yeah, it is only second
really
time.
You're just driving her to Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, I'm just driving her to, I don't even know if it was a Chick-fil-A, but it was like some fast food type place.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like McDonald's. It was a little bit higher end.
It was, yeah, it was more like on the Chipotle level.
Yeah, yeah. It was like an In-N-Out.
Let's respect.
Like, she was out of my league. She wasn't my level. And it was like a Wendy's, you know? And
a Wendy's?
Yeah, but like a new one that had just been renovated.
Yeah.
With a kiosk and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Kiosk, is that the right word?
I know what you're talking about, like the self thing.
Yeah. So it's like, why do we need her? But anyways, and then I was like, no, I was like, it's a little bit weird. And then she was like, okay. And then, you know, she like laughed, and we had good conversation. And then I dropped her off, and she's like, all right, well, I guess I'll talk to you later. And I was like, yeah, but in my head, I was like, no.
Did you, there was there like not one part of you that thought like, oh, she's really cute, I want to meet see her again. Maybe she needs a ride home from work.
I just wish that she would have told. I mean, I respect the gameplay, right? But I wish that she just would have told me.
But you wouldn't have done that.
I wouldn't have, right?
Exactly.
But then you should. But also, you should tell someone, because to lead them on, like to be like, yeah, we're gonna go get drinks. We didn't go get drinks. I just drove you to work.
She did say that, huh?
Yeah,
let's go get drinks or coffee or something.
So it was like, if you would have just been up front and been like, hey, I need a ride to work, fucking please take me. I would have said no, but at least I would have known.
Yeah, and if she was cute and not cute enough, but like if she had messaged enough guys and matched with enough, she probably could have found someone who had been like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I bet if you were to go on Tinder or Bumble and just like send out 100 messages tonight and being like, hey, I need a ride to work tomorrow, someone 100. Has to say yes.
Yeah.
You might get murdered, but someone will say yes.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. Yeah, she's probably missing now. She probably matches some weirdo, and then he never took her to work.
Yeah. Oh.
But, yeah, so that was, like, a crazy Bumble story that...
That is crazy.
That...
I love that story.
It wasn't a hookup, but it was a clock in. We'll say it's a...
It's a clock in. Nice.
Yes, nice. We did it. So, now I think we're going to move on to our next segment.
Yeah. Wait, before, should we check one more time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, this is the
finale. I'll
split
the shot with you because you've taken a lot today.
I say we both take a shot.
All right.
It's 50-50, guys.
It basically is 50-50.
Which means everybody who listens to the podcast better take a shot. If you're at work, do it in secret. If you're at...
Do it in secret.
If you're at Chick-fil-A, get a ride to Chick-fil-A and then do it.
Don't lie. What did you think about the black rum?
It was... I think it was better than that.
Really?
It's got a different flavor to it, but it's easier to take in.
Yeah, because that actually makes sense, because black rum is supposed to be taken like neat or on the rocks.
Yeah.
Versus white rum is supposed to be mixed in cocktails. That's what we learned
tonight,
kids, right?
But also, we're going to cancel Bacardi because it says white rum, but then underneath it says superior, and we don't like that.
Actually, they'll cancel them.
I'm going to take a shot of Malibu because it's got less alcohol, and I've already taken.
All the other ones, yeah. It has a lot of sugar, I think. Doesn't it? It tastes like it does.
Okay, Mom.
I'm sorry. I go mom mode.
Cheers.
When I get drunk.
All right, let's do this. Smooth.
Actually, I'm making a gross face right now, but that is good.
It's not too bad, yeah.
It actually has like a weird spiciness to it. Like it's like chocolatey.
Yeah.
It's hard to
explain. Yeah, it's like, it's almost like
do you know what I mean?
Caramely.
Coffee. Yeah, caramel.
Yeah.
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 You're good at that.
You guys all got to now take a shot at least for that one. So plan out when you're listening to this podcast before you listen to it. So now we're going to go on to our next segment. We've been doing this. It's been a lot of fun. You guys keep sending in more of this segment called
Drunk Stories. Send in your favorite drunk stories. You can do this through a voice memo on our Instagram at Before the Hangover. Just send in a DM of a voice memo if you wear headphones or something that makes it a little bit easier to hear. But so here is one of our drunk stories.
One of our drunk stories. Also, the shorter the better. The more condensed that you can make it, the better it is. Because these voice memos only can record
a minute.
1 minute at a time. So try to keep it within 1 to 2. If it has to go to 3 because it's so funny, then do 3. But the shorter the better because
our attention span's short. All right.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so this is one that we just got in.
Hey, guys. Got a drunk story for you. So my name's Tim, and I had a interesting night. I was really bored, so I was like, yeah, I'll just get shit-faced tonight. But as the night continued on, I got pretty lonely.
I'm going to pause it right there. I just love the his phone going off.
Yeah. Burm, burm. Anyways, this is Tim.
Either he's in the trunk of a semi-truck, or he's got another phone on him, or he's with someone else. Or another phone.
Yeah, wait, that's funny. Yeah, he's with someone else. He's like, hold on, I got to put this voice memo in real quick.
Say, guys, I want to... Oh, Jesus, we almost hit someone else. Anyways...
That did sound like a semi-truck. I also love how he was just like... I was bored one night, so I decided to get wasted.
Dude, that's how this podcast started. Single
day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm bored. Who wants to get drunk?
Yeah, it's Wednesday, whatever. All right, back to it.
And I had just broken up with my girlfriend at the time, about a week ago. Not at the moment, but a week ago at the time. And I ended up texting her saying, hey, you want to do anything? And she replies, she's like, yeah, sure, whatever, I'll hang out, because we ended on good terms. And then she comes over. I don't even remember what happened after watching about one episode of a show. And allegedly, I agreed to get back into a relationship with her. But I don't really remember what happened, aside from watching...
That's the first voice you know.
Allegedly.
He's got one more. But I just want to, I mean, we've all called an ex on a
drunk night.
On a drunk night. Have you called an ex on a drunk night?
I do stand by the fact that I normally don't, but I have at least like once. Yeah
everyone has. I
everyone
think.
Has.
We on the podcast, we call them offensive rebounds. If you hook up with an ex,
it's an offensive rebound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't swallow right now. Give me a second.
Swallow.
Yeah, I'm a good girl. I'm a good little girl.
Oh, look at you. Oh.
But I get this sentiment, but I mean, it's already taking a turn for the worse. He's like, I don't remember it.
I know. Also, like, here's the thing. An ex. Should we keep going?
No. Say what
I was just going to say. An ex that, like, tries to get back together with you when you're wasted a week after you broke up is just like crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Is this girl knew? This girl
She's taking advantage of the situation. She's
but you said it.
But like you said, we were back together. Yeah. And he's like, dude, I was blacked out. Like she's taking advantage of the situation. Yeah. She knows what's happening.
Yeah. Now on the flip side, he could have not have been blacked out, and this is an excuse. But I trust him because he listens to the podcast, and all of the people who listen to the podcast
are right.
So
oh my god, it's the exact same time.
So you are right. So yeah, we're on your side right now. Unless she listens to the podcast, then now we're going to have to choose sides and we're going to do a would you rather her or him.
And then proceeding to wake up next to her the following morning. But I then proceeded the following night after waking up with her saying, hey, I don't know what I agreed to last night, but I don't think this is going to work out. I can't be in a relationship with you still. Sorry. And haven't talked to her since. Think she's a little mad. But that's okay. That's my drunk story.
I mean, you think?
Yeah. He just goes, I just can't. I like how he's like, I just can't be in a relationship with you. She sounds crazy. If she's going to take advantage, like, here's the thing. If I were to hook up with an ex and they were drunk, the last thing I would do is expect us to get back together. If someone's like, hey, let's get back together. Like, you're taking advantage of the situation. Automatic crazy.
Yeah.
Automatic crazy.
You're automatically crazy. Yeah. Now, here's the other thing, though, that's so funny. Is he's like, I don't remember what I agreed to. So he knows he agreed to something. And then he goes, but I can't be in a relationship. So he knew exactly what he agreed to.
Yeah.
He's just like, I didn't mean to agree with it.
Right. He was like, I don't really know exactly how this went down.
Yeah.
But just so we're clear, like, this can't be a thing
this
anymore.
This is not a thing. But he doesn't even say it like that. He's just like, so sorry. And now we haven't been talking.
I know.
Have you ever had that happen where you get so drunk and then you hear a story that you did like days later and you don't remember it? Has that ever happened to you?
So I don't black out when I get drunk. I have maybe like once or twice.
Yeah.
And no, not really.
I've never had
like a whole, like someone's like, you did this whole thing. Usually it's like, oh yeah, you threw up and then went to bed. And I'm like, sounds about right.
Yeah. I've gone into bars where people go, ha, this guy. And I'm
like, you're
like,
what? I've been here before.
Yeah. For real. I've had this. And the bartender had a video of me dancing to the song Pony. And I got up on the bar and was doing Channing Tatum dance on
this
the bar.
This is literally why we're friends.
And then he goes, yeah, dude, that was crazy. He's like, anyways, I hope you Ubered home that night. And I was like, I don't think I did.
You're like, my car was at my house. We are not
actually,
admitting.
I think somebody drove my car to my house.
I actually believe that, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't drive it. But I told the bartender that I drove home because that's funnier.
No, it's not
funny. Always Uber or always hire someone to drive you home. But yeah. And if you don't have that, go on Bumble, match with someone, and tell them to drive you home.
There you go. Yeah. No, that story is hilarious. I feel like everyone can relate to that in some way.
Being
drunk, wanting, like, you're like, who do I hook up with?
Yeah.
Hey, we're on decent terms. You know, this relationship just didn't work.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, fuck. You know, they want to be in a relationship again.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten in so messed up at like parties and stuff. And then like actually getting a job from like these parties and people are like, hey, so are you coming in? And then I'm like, no, I don't know who this is.
You got a job?
Yeah, I once got a job at a restaurant in town, but I was drunk and I don't remember getting the job or talking to the owner.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
We should get a drunk name for yourself.
For myself?
Yeah, Rambo.
Rambo, that's a good one.
What do you think?
I like Toby.
I feel like you do a lot of things when you're drunk that you don't remember, which actually is a bad sign. If you have this, you should seek help. But we'll worry about that later.
I like to call her Debbie.
Debbie?
Debbie.
Oh, no.
And when Debbie comes
they're
out to play.
They're going to figure out who Debbie is.
Yeah. And when Debbie comes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. It's
but
Deborah.
That is me. That is me.
Okay.
And whenever I'm drunk, I'm Debbie.
Yeah.
So if you ever see Debbie out in public, if you say Randall, you need to go home, I won't go home. But if you say Debbie, you need to go home, I'll go, I messed up.
You're like, oh, all right. I'll be taking the next Uber.
Yeah, I'll be getting Randall to drive me home.
Not funny.
Yeah, not funny. I'll just get on Bumble.
All right.
So anyways, if you guys have any drunk stories, make sure that you send them in to our DMs or you can email us also at our email. What is that?
Yeah, before the hangover 2, I think,
at gmail.com.
It's on our Instagram bio. Yeah. But... yeah, also send in more drink recommendations. Send us in topic recommendations.
Would you rathers?
Would you rathers? We love to hear them all. If you guys made it this far in the podcast, guess what?
What?
I love you.
No way.
I really, 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 really do. Yeah. I really do. And we just want to give a big shout out to all of our sponsors that are helping sponsor this podcast.
We're hoping
to get merch out. I say this, I think, every single week.
We say this every week.
Guess what is happening? I'm meeting up with a designer this week, actually.
Yeah, we
you
are.
You can know this. I'm meeting up with the designer this week.
Yeah, we have. We are moving sticks and moving
twigs.
Units are coming out. Yeah. We are moving units. But this is all thanks to all of our sponsors, and we'll go through this really quick. With a big thank you to Tyler McCormick, Corey Fawcett, Jake from State Farm, Kenny Penny, Nicholas Young, Matt Baxter, Dustin Brower, Patrick Unson, Daniel S., Oliver, Gavin Stone, Kenny McCarthy, Julio Gutierrez, Parker Hudson, Derek Ude, Leo Gass, Alaska, Cole Ewing, of course, Weeza. Go check out his music. He's amazing. We've got Marvin Reynoso, Daniel Still, Chris Townsend, Chris Van De Bunt, and Nick Boyson, Tom Voisey, and Dylan Poe. Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys so much. You're amazing. You're the reason that we are still able to do this every single week. And, yeah, thank you.
I guess that's it. All I got to say is, you know, the Suns are going to win.
Suns in four, baby.
Suns in four, baby. And then, and what else?
No, what were you going to say?
I was just going to give them a little bit of advice.
Yeah, go.
Make sure to use Bumble the right way. If you did, if you didn't really hook up during quarantine, still say that you did, because that's what we did also.
Yeah.
If you're in a conservative home, go have sex in public. It's the best way to get revenge on your parents. And and actually, cops are not bad people. They're just perverts.
So. All right. We'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye.